باب ما يقوله ويفعله من ارتكب منهيا عنه. There is a next chapter, and it is with regard to what a person should say, dua he should make, and what he should do if perchance he has committed any sin, what Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, and he has fallen prey to that unfortunately, then we are shown the way out also. So we are not left destitute. Allah has been most kind. Allah has said, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, I've created human being weak. So we do fall prey sometimes to wrong things, but Allah has opened a way for us there also. Also we should remember that when we want to commit a sin, when that desire comes, whether it is from our nafs or shaitan puts that desire, then shaitan tells us, whispers in our heart that do the sin, nobody will know about it, you'll benefit, you'll get this enjoyment, or you'll make so much profit, or whatever it might be. And if you commit the sin, you can always make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. So shaitan misleads a person in that way. When a person commits the sin, then shaitan tells him that where can you be forgiven? What a terrible sin you have committed. You are so evil, you are so bad, and he doesn't let you make tawbah. So shaitan, before committing the sin, leads us in a different way, and after the sin, and he doesn't let you make tawbah, he tells you that you are very bad. Whereas the correct way is that when the temptation of a sin comes, a person must try to control himself fully. Also, this is one trap of shaitan, that just do this sin one time, then afterwards you'll be satisfied, then you won't do it ever again. The minute a person commits a sin, then he wants to do it more. Like a youngster, his friends tell him, or he himself wants to smoke. He says, just once, one puff, or one cigarette, and after that I'll never do it again. Or with drugs also this happens. But the minute a person starts, then it's difficult to stop, almost impossible. So a person mustn't commit the sin at all, and then he is free, and then his record with Allah Ta'ala is also clear. But we are so fortunate in our deen, Allah has shown us that if we have committed wrong, and we have done lot of wrong whole life, Allah has shown us the way out also, and we can come out clear. In fact, it comes clearly in the hadith that those who make tawbah and istighfar will be regarded as those people who never committed a sin. Like a thing which has been used, and after that you renew it again. It becomes completely new. Like that Allah Ta'ala will make those people. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. If any whisper from shaitan has to reach you, shaitan makes you do something, tells you to do something wrong, you got involved, you did the wrong also, then just seek the refuge of Allah Ta'ala. Seek Allah's protection. Whenever that temptation comes in our heart to look at a woman, to speak a lie, to backbite, to do some wrong business deals or whatever, then read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. We take it as very simple and very easy, but we read it with sincerity, and that we are asking Allah, you save me from shaitan, the curse. Allah's help comes to that person. And at such times, we mustn't depend on ourselves only, that I will get saved, I will never commit a sin. No, take the help of Allah. And Allah's help is there all the time. And Allah is offering His help, His protection. For in this world, for protection, what and what doesn't a person do? All insurance policies are also for protection. Take the protection from Allah Ta'ala. There is nobody who can give you such protection as Allah Ta'ala. وقال تعالى, and in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا. That those people who have got taqwa, that is important also, be on the line of saving yourself from guna. Don't become reckless and don't become bold in committing sin. You try yourself, I must be on the right line. But when a group of shaitan, the temptations of shaitan comes to that person, and now he wants to commit sin, shaitan will go to everyone and in a different way. Those people who are committing bold sins and recklessly they are sinning, shaitan goes to them also. And those who want to be pious and righteous, shaitan comes to them also. So when the shaitan comes to them, those who try to be on the right path, etc., tadhakkaru, they immediately remember. So then try to think of Allah, that I'm a person who makes 5 times namaz. I'm a person that doesn't break the law, don't break the laws of Allah. I'm keeping a full beard. I'm wearing topi. How can I commit a sin? Think of all that. Think I'm a married man. Think I've got children. How can I commit this sin? So remember that that time, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, then Allah will make you amongst the seeing people. In other words, you will see your path clearly. That note, you'll see sin as sin is. Shaitan makes sin very beautiful and very tempting and very desirous. But then you will see the evil of sin very clearly. You just think a little bit of what your condition is, and Allah Ta'ala will save you. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, if a person has actually committed a sin, أو ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or he has done wrong to himself, that is, he got involved in sin. Not only that the temptation came, there also we are taught that just block it and stop it at the temptation. But if you did get involved in sin, and you did commit the sin, then also Allah has shown us a way out. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Dhakarullah. They remember now Allah Ta'ala. They don't fall after committing the sin. They don't fall further in the trap of shaitan. That shaitan says, now where can you be forgiven? Now just commit sins all the time. Give up your beard also. Shave your beard. Take out your topi. Take out your kurta. You just commit sins now. Now these people remember Allah Ta'ala. And when they remember Allah, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, they seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala for their sins. Ya Allah, that we have done wrong. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam heard, he asked Allah for forgiveness. Allah forgave him. When shaitan made a mistake, then he did not ask for forgiveness. He said, Ya Allah, give me more time. So, and let me make everyone go astray. So we also, when we commit a sin, be like Adam alayhi salam. Ask for forgiveness. Don't be like shaitan, and then we become reckless and we want to commit more sin also. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and who is there who can forgive sins besides Allah? Allah is ever ready to forgive. We just have to ask it. Before the clear signs of mort come on us, we must ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah promises that He will forgive. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا, and they are not adamant that they just want to commit sin. So that also is a quality which Alhamdulillah is in us, that we are not determined to commit sin. We are not persistent in committing sins. It comes in a hadith also. If a person commits the same sin so many times a day, but he makes tawbah istighfar, he won't be counted amongst those people who are persistent in sin, who are insistent and they just want to commit sin. So we must just resort to tawbah and istighfar. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and when they know. And the correct explanation which the Mufassirin gives of يَعْلَمُونَ, they know that Allah will forgive me. Not that they know I committed a sin, I'm bad, I knew it was a sin and I still committed it, but they know that Allah will forgive me. I must just turn to my Allah. He is most forgiving, most kind. I must just be repentant and Allah will forgive me. For such people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, these people, their reward by Allah is that Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. They are forgiven from their sins. They are counted amongst the muttaqeen, amongst those people who committed no sin. And further Allah says, not only did I forgive them, but وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, I will give them beautiful gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. Even for the sinners, Allah has promised us that they will get those beautiful gardens of Jannah. If we just make tawbah, Allah will give those beautiful gardens of Jannah beneath which rivers will be flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and they will be there forever and ever. Never will mort come to them. Never will any hardship and difficulty come to them. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the throes of death in Sakarat, he told that this is my last difficulty that I'm having. After this, no more difficulty. So this dunya's difficulties, once a person made tawbah, he goes to Jannah. No more difficulties. Not in the qabr any difficulty, not on the day of Qiyamah. And he goes to Jannah just to enjoy forever. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And how wonderful is not the reward of those people who make amal. And yeah, the amal of tawbah. Those who make the amal of tawbah, the reward is very great. May Allah bless us to make tawbah sincerely and always make istighfar. Even if it starts with being insincere. Even just saying the words, only the words without being feeling it also. But say astaghfirullah when we committed sin. Say astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And always do that. Allah will grant the reality of it also. And sincere tawbah will come. Wa afiru da'wana.